Starting Monday, 11, a restaurant located inside Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, will welcome a new executive chef. William Lyle, the current executive chef at Ella's Restaurant in Fayetteville, has accepted the position and will begin working in his new kitchen August 12th. Lyle says his latest career move surprised him a little.
Well, I thought my next move would be out of the area. Ella's was, that's the cream of the crop as far as restaurants in Fayetteville are concerned. I didn't think I'd make another move in the area. But Crystal Bridges is on a whole new scale. And it's kind of hard because this will be the first time I ever really leave a job that I truly love.
Chef Lyle says Case DeGuero, culinary director at Crystal Bridges, originally approached him about the position about 2.5 years ago. Lyle says he didn't quite make the cut then, but he took another shot at the job when the position became open about 3 months ago. Lyle says the interview process is a long process that is taken very seriously.
First, we just start with a little tour, check it out, see if it's the right fit for me, see if they like me, see if I like them. And then from there, we go on to a more of a formal interview. And then I actually cooked for them both times around. And the second time, I got to cook for some of the board members. And I got to cook in the Grand Hall, which was exciting. So whether I got the position or not, I was just happy to cook in the Grand Hall at Crystal Bridges.
Lyle did get the position and says he is honored. Chef Lyle has been in Northwest Arkansas for some time now, and even if you don't know him personally, there's a good chance you may have encountered his cooking.
I moved to Arkansas about 10 years ago to go to the University of Arkansas, and then I just started working for different restaurants around the town, mainly Joe Fennell, Jose's, Bordino's, did the whole Joe Fennell cooking experience. And I just kept cooking through school to help pay my way. And by the time I had graduated, it's almost like you do what you know. And I was offered a good position up at Ella's, and I've been there ever since.
Every chef is unique. So what are some characteristics of Chef Lyle's cooking?
I don't like to limit myself to any one style. I have not been classically trained. So I like to just cook what tastes good to me and make sure a menu flows, but there's a lot of fusion on my menus. And really, it's all about using the freshest ingredients and starting. My guys claim that my line is the hardest line they've ever had to cook because you begin your shift and you're looking at a whole table of raw ingredients, and every time a dish comes in, you start from scratch. So it's all about timing at the end of the day, being able to bring all those ingredients together and put them out at the same time.
Lyle says his new job will be similar to his current position, just on a larger scale, which will afford him the opportunity to do what he loves, but for more people. Lyle says he's going to make sure the food matches up to the standards set by the museum's art.
One thing I'm excited about doing is chefs are always looking for inspiration in their menus, and inspiration is very infinite. And here at the museum, we're going to be doing a lot of food inspired by the art, by different artists that come through, and the grounds around the area. So I kind of like the idea of having more of a finite range of inspirational jump starts.
It's a little more difficult when it's whatever. You need
something. Yeah, it's hard when you can do anything you want. And that's another thing I'm going to enjoy is working with Case, is that he's the visionary. He knows everything there is to know, in my opinion, about food. But nobody knows everything. But I'm looking forward to having a visionary in the kitchen to really help guide and kind of channel my thoughts.
While Chef Lyle is excited about this next step in his career, it will mean some changes in Fayetteville. For starters, he will resign from the Fayetteville Advertising and Promotions Commission Monday. Lyle has been a part of the commission for about 3 years and says this could be a good thing because it's an opportunity for a new person with new ideas to step up. Lyle's new job in Bentonville also means saying goodbye to his Ella's Restaurant co-workers in Fayetteville.
Well, I'm going to miss working in Fayetteville. We have a tight family down here, but as I understand, the chefs up in Bentonville work pretty closely together. So I'm looking forward to working with a new farmers market, a new set of farmers, and new chefs, although I will miss Fayetteville greatly.
For more information about 11, visit crystalbridges.org/11. For more information about Ella's, visit ellasrestaurant.com. This is Ozarks at Large.